Blog Talk Radio.
Why, hello there. This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to another edition of the Metal Injection Livecast. Noah is here this week, but Sean is not. I always thought Noah was just Sean in a wig. This pretty much confirms it. Either way, they give good hand jobs. Here's the show.
That's right.
We certainly do.
Thanks for that, Noah. I feel much more refreshed now.
I love how I come back and right away Darren is complaining that his meat was sliced too thin.
Yeah, well.
That was hot.
It was delicious, though. I did say that.
Our voices might sound much clearer today. That's because we have a brand new soundboard.
By the way, my meat was sliced at age 30. I just wanted to remind everyone.
I remember that.
Too thin.
We discussed this.
Now, by the way, that's now. We've been on the air about 45 seconds. That's two penis references. So I think we need it.
Yeah, it's that time. Welcome, everyone, to the Metal Injection Livecast. Rob here, of course, 3D. Noah is back from Israel.
Yes.
Sis here.
Yep. Good to have you back, Noah.
Marina sitting in eating sushi. That's Marina.
The lovely Marina wearing a mini dress to the...
It's really just one of my shirts. I lent her.
From when you were 8.
Yeah.
It's the stained shirt that you're wearing in that picture.
Yeah. But no, but like really stained. It's got a ketchup
stain
on it.
Yeah, it's stained literally and figuratively.
No. That's not what she's wearing.
She's not. She's like, don't tell people I'm wearing a stained shirt.
Or a stained shirt.
So we're back. Sean's not here. Sean's at a show. Good.
Mm-hmm. What show is he at?
I don't remember. Maybe someone in the chat remembers.
Is it Magruder Grind?
I was going to say Chevelle.
No. Yeah, it's probably Smash Mouth. He loves that band.
I think it's a Screwdriver show.
Oh.
What? You're telling me Sean doesn't like a little bit of white power music? Look at him. Have you seen him? Can you get a more all-American looking chap with a shaved head on top of it
totally.
From the Midwest?
Well, he's not shaved. I mean, he has hair.
Yeah, but it's a
buzz cut.
Yeah.
And it's very sad because now I can't play this.
Sean.
Pay attention.
You're an awful man. You are truly a disappointment with all of
us. Shit. Well, you could still play it. He might not be paying attention
He's definitely not paying attention to us right now, so it definitely applies.
Oh, that's true. That's very true. I didn't even think of it. Yeah. So, we have a good show. We have a bunch of new user submissions that we're going to get to in a little bit. Mm-hmm. And Noah's back. We have a new soundboard. We sound crisper than ever.
Crisp. My peas don't pop as much.
Yeah, and we have a caller. Who's our caller?
It's 361.
361, what's your name? Where are you from?
Hey, guys, it's Justin.
Oh, what's up, Justin?
What's up, dude? Yeah, I'm just calling really listening because I'm taking my dog for a walk, and I was like, hey, why would I miss that on the live cast?
Right. Justin's our new Colin in that he just calls in to listen. I like that.
Nice to meet you, Noah. I haven't talked to you since the first time, so...
Noah, have you met Justin? Justin, have you met Noah?
Hi, Justin. Oh, do you have a dog?
He's walking right now. Maybe the sound bite should go for you now, Noah. How about that?
Sorry, I was trying to take care of
you. Hey, Noah.
Noah's actually helping me.
I just needed an excuse to play the sound bite again.
I was going to give Sid the headphones
Whoa.
That I stole from... my flight.
Don't get any ideas.
That's his Hebrew name. That's why she's still stuck in Israel time.
Chid, here are your headphones.
No, Chassid.
Chassid.
Nice. Things don't fit in my ears.
Good one.
What is it?
Your comic timing picked something up in the desert. I love it.
So, all right, we can get Justin off the phone now. We don't want to hear his coughing and his dog barking.
Well,
oh, wait,
sorry,
am I keeping him on?
About that.
You want
okay.
to listen to the
show? Right.
Yeah. Hang up on him.
Great.
So yeah, no, you're alive. You didn't get bombed, unfortunately.
No, and I even hung out with a Palestinian.
What?
And we got along.
What? Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Noah, are you all right? Are you okay? Did the Palestinian blow you up?
No, he didn't. He was very nice.
Why are there guns going off in here?
You're not even in Israel anymore.
Yes, you're right here in the studio.
Yeah, we're still yelling.
I don't understand the joke.
Never mind.
It's because you were in Israel.
Yeah, pay attention.
So what did you and the Palestinian guy talk about?
Well, he was trying to, I guess, make some extra money.
You told us this.
Yeah.
About the
remember with the.
Oh, right.
I'm not talking about my museum experiences because they're not interesting, apparently.
No, that was Sean cracking on you. I thought they were interesting.
Well, that was Axel, too. Axel Rosenberg, a Metal Sucks, said it.
I thought it was interesting that there is a fucking ammunition museum. Like that's,
artillery, not ammunition.
Oh, all right,
same
sorry.
Difference.
A killing people museum in Israel.
It's not, no, it's not a
killing.
It's not. It's just a collection of tanks. That the Israelis have used.
That's the title of the episode. Going title.
A collection of tanks. Can you buy run over Palestinians in the gift shop? It's a rug. You could get them as
Wait.
Pillow rugs.
Oh, that's how she met him. He was a guy. He was like, yes, run me over.
Oh, so you could actually run them over and then buy them
for the kids.
Well, no.
DIY. It's like
what you there. No, what you do is you buy the opportunity
to run
them over.
You pick out the Palestinian. There's a lineup. It's like a lobster tank. You pick out the one that looks the juiciest. You have a little conversation.
They're
with
all
them
malnourished.
Them.
None of them are juicy.
When all
you guys are really
is, like,
ignorant.
Hummus and stuffed rice.
It's like Vermont teddy bear. They're gonna start doing that.
Get your doctor of love bear. Your doctor of love, Palestinian.
Crushed Palestinian bear.
Oh, we are insensitive culturally.
I didn't even meet the Palestinian guy there, and his name was Murad.
Murad.
I met him in Jerusalem, not.
But that's like Joe over there, right?
Like I guess. Name. And he has 5 kids.
Wow.
How many of them have blown things up so far?
I didn't ask him that. That's true.
I thought about
that. You asked him that on the second time you meet him.
When he told you he had 5
well,
kids, we
Well, I'd
disgusted.
Like to go back to Israel with everyone. We should all plan a trip back to Israel next
oh,
year.
That's funny.
And I have his phone number, and we can call him, and he can show us
we
around
should,
Jerusalem.
Why can't
totally,
we Skype him right now?
We should what totally do a live cast.
We're early over there.
We should do a live cast from Jerusalem.
Don't they have to
yes.
wake up every half hour to pray to Allah? He's probably awake right now. Call him up. Let's do it.
Wait, what's the time difference?
12
7 hours ahead.
Oh, 7. That's
yeah, it's
bad.
Fine. Let's do it. It's 15 o'clock over there.
This is Ahmed, my oldest. He blew up an Israeli tank before kindergarten. He's very, very advanced.
Come on, let's go.
I hope to get him into martyr school by next year.
No.
There's no martyr schools.
Not all of them are like
yeah,
that. Just, like, not all Israelis want to kill Palestinians.
Oh. Just you and all the ones you know.
No, that's not true.
Well, she doesn't want to kill all of them. Like, she likes Murad.
Yeah.
He's my homeboy.
Other than Murad, though, they're all...
The dirty ones.
They're all dead to her.
The rock thrower ones. Is that the ones you wanted to kill?
I didn't like the ones that were sitting outside of the church that he took us into, because it was all, like, boys, and they were all just, like, gawking at me and my sister.
Because you're probably
gross.
The first non-completely dark...
Yeah, white meat walking through.
Yeah, no, and we're women, and we're not with our husbands, and our bodies and faces are not covered.
Yeah, I don't... Well, that, I could really just... I can't get behind. Like, I was in Coney Island, and this couple... was, like, sitting on, like, a bench eating fries or whatnot. And the guy was, like, practically, like, you know, he had a wife beater on and shorts. And the woman, fully clothed, like, only her eyes barely poked out. It's like, how do you do that? Like, how do you even live like that? I guess it's, like, very thin.
How bad they smell when they get home from a 90-degree day like this?
Yeah.
How bad those burkas smell?
You got
to launder that shit every fucking day.
I'm sure you have one for every day, at least. You think?
I don't
know. If not, like, multiple ones.
Can we get Avenger to call in and tell us?
That's Andy or you.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
He's never going to listen to the show because of you.
Oh, come on.
Same thing.
Too harsh.
I just like to antagonize. It's funny.
He listens because he hates me.
Avidya, call in and tell Sid whether your mother's burka smells bad.
Hey, or his sister.
No.
No, we're kidding, Avidya. Well, Sid is.
Do we have any Muslim listeners?
Probably.
You should give us a call. Our number is 646-929-1357.
By the way, I heard that Murad is the guy that sold Noah weed. That's why she likes him, despite being...
No college. Way.
Oh, all right.
Cancer Chair in the chat asked if you got stoned. Literally.
Literally
stoned. But did you get any weed there? Was there any weed?
No, I spoke to a friend of mine who lives there, and he said that it's kind of dry there.
No pun intended.
No weed.
It's dry in the desert.
Hash, but no weed.
Oh.
But I couldn't get hash.
Oh.
Did you smoke a hookah?
But I wasn't there for that long. If I was, I would have called some other people that I know who probably would have had.
Right. The more connected people, the ones
yeah.
in the mafia. Because that's who
no.
controls all the drugs. The mafia.
Yeah.
We have a caller.
Let's take him. 947, right? Is that the...
847.
847. I'm a little far away from
May or may not be a Muslim.
847. You might be on the live cast. What is
hey,
your name and where are you
from? Donish.
Who is it?
Donish. Donish. I called him last week.
Oh, yes. Danish.
Yeah. I'm a Muslim.
Oh, you are a Muslim.
Awesome.
Where are you from again? I'm sorry. I'm a stoner.
I'm from Chicago.
Oh, yes, the great Muslim state of Chicago.
The Republic of Chicago.
Yeah. So, does your mom wear a burqa?
No, my mom's Mexican.
Oh, how does that work out?
It doesn't work out. She's a Catholic.
Oh, so your dad is Muslim?
Yeah.
Is that him calling right now?
He's angry at you.
Why are you talking about me on the radio?
So
nah.
are you practicing Muslim or you just say you are?
He's
like,
already
pale with Jews.
Practice, like I don't pray.
You don't pray? Do you eat
nah.
pork?
No.
Do you know why women have to be covered up and why it's so strict against women?
It's got something to do with like being like modest because you know, guys are all like, you know.
You know.
Yep.
Yeah, but does your father make your mother wear that thing, even though she's Mexican?
No.
Just a very low-hanging sombrero.
Say,
droops over her face.
Corn or flour burqa?
That's a callback
corn.
Right there.
You can eat it when it gets hot, and it's like all... It's all warmed up.
It's like edible underwear, except less sexy.
You don't want a soggy burqa.
So your father's not Muslim at all. Like, he's just Muslim descent, right? He doesn't...
Like Rob's
well,
dad.
No, he's a Jew.
My dad is Jewish.
So he's not Muslim. That's what
I'm saying. That from the mountaintops, Rob.
My dad is freaking more religious than you are.
I need papers. Man. I want to see papers.
I still think...
Dad, I know about
what papers? Do you have papers?
Yeah.
Does that say you're Jewish?
Oh. Maybe.
I still think he's a plant.
Is there a file? Is there a file in the synagogue?
Your father's a ficus. Is that what you meant by plant?
No.
That's what he meant by plant.
That's what I got out of it. All right. Danush, we got another. Am I saying that right?
Danish.
Danish? Why do I keep thinking of Danush?
Danush is like how Zoom says a douche.
Danush is on fire.
Danush is... I was totally known for that.
Wow.
Anyway.
You're starting to become one.
Danish. Danish?
Yeah.
Am I getting that right?
That's right.
All right. I finally got it. Well, Danish, we have a few more callers, so we're going to take them. Thank you for calling and listening and putting up with our inconsiderate semi-racism. All right. What's next, Noah?
916.
916, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you from?
Talk loudly.
I think I know where you're from.
Hey, how's it going, guys? It's Austin again.
Who is it?
Austin.
Austin.
Oh, Austin. What's up, Austin?
Not much. I just thought I'd say that a flour burqa would keep me fed for fucking days.
Oh, yeah.
That guy,
but,
did he say he had a Catholic father and or Muslim father, and his mother was Catholic or something?
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's an interesting combo. I had to just endure the straight-up Catholic route, but, you know, it is what it is.
Yep.
all
right, thanks, Austin. Oh, sorry. Do you have a question?
Sorry. No, I was calling to see if any of you guys were going to be able to make the Devin Townsend tour on the West Coast. That's a long way.
Rob, I'm glad that you figured out the answer after asking us. I guess that's how it works sometimes, but we're going to wait until he comes to the East Coast. He said he's going to do East Coast shows too, and pretty much every show comes through New York.
Yeah, is he going to do that after he releases Deconstruction and Ghost, you know?
Right, yeah.
Because obviously it starts, I think this one is just, you know, the last half of 2010. So he must be coming back in spring of 2011.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't know.
Well, I was just curious.
I don't have a direct line to him. I guess I sort of do. But
yeah, no.
Let me give him a call. And I'll get back to you. No, but he said in the call. I got the press release. Wait, are you talking about the album release that he's doing? Sorry, kind of.
No, because I did read that he was co-releasing those two in May of next year, which is, you know.
Oh, no, I think he's probably going to put something on in the fall to go with the tour.
Yeah, I'm hoping he previews some of his new stuff.
I'll tell you what, as soon as I hear something about it, I will give you a call personally. And by give you a call personally, I mean I will post the blog about it.
All right, well, I'll be keeping up.
There you go. Subscribe to our RSS feed.
I actually don't think that's right. Austin at all that's calling in right now. I think that's Devin Townsend pretending to be Austin.
Oh, no. Devin
Townsend. Because that phone call was about as entertaining as Devin.
We have a few more callers now, Austin, so we got to get going. But thanks for calling in. 512, is that
thanks,
it?
Thanks, Devin.
Hello?
512.
Hello?
Yes. What's your name? Where are you from?
Shinobi.
Oh, what's up?
Oh. Wow.
Hi, Shinobi.
What's up, guys?
We heard from you.
How are you? How are things?
I'm good. I'm letting you know that there's dead air, kind of, on the Ustream. Oh, wait.
Well, not anymore, because it was fixed. Right?
Okay, it's fixed now. Cool.
Thanks.
Wow, way to go, Noah.
Shinobi's doing us a big favor.
Shinobi's our tech support.
He's also logging our show, which is something that we wanted to do for a long time and couldn't. It's such a massive project that we kept kind of procrastinating it, and he just offered to do it.
Shinobi is the official Metal Injection Livecast logger.
He's the archivist.
He's the double L, Livecast
yep.
logger.
Yep.
I want to know, Shinobi, what have you been doing the last 6 months?
absolutely nothing.
Sounds like an exciting life.
So how come we haven't heard from you in so long on the show?
Yeah, I've been trying to go to school, and I did go to school, but then some shit happened, so I can't go anymore.
What happened?
Did you
financials. Financials.
Oh.
Well, did you invest in some stocks?
It's a good thing Rob's paying you to do this logging stuff. That should help with the financial situation,
yeah.
Right, Rob?
Well, I'm paying him
Rob.
With love. B with swag, which you can then eBay for cash.
What kind of swag is this? Let's see how eBayable it is.
It's Sean's used T-shirt.
That's what we're paying Jenny to log in. No, can I
actually?
Rob was.
Can I?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, oh sorry. Can I request that Rockford T-shirt? That'd be cool.
A Rockford, Illinois shirt,
but like the Ice Hogs. You want Lonnie's Ice Hog shirt?
Yeah.
The Ice Hogs don't exist. It's just a radio joke.
No,
oh, shit.
Remember, we picked the shirt that one time. Remember? I'll send Lonnie an email. I'll see if he can make that happen.
I was going to say, though, that that Rob was going to offer him stuff, and he just agreed to do it without any, like, any provocation at all. Like, Rob,
so it was like that Seinfeld episode where Kramer got burned by the coffee, and they were going to offer him $100,000 and all the coffee he wanted, but they said the coffee thing first, so he just said, yeah, I'll take it. And they were like, oh, we'll keep the $100,000.
Kind of like that, except that Rob... Rob did give him the stuff anyway.
Yeah,
but not money.
Right.
Well, money was never an option, though. I never.
It should have been, I feel.
So why don't you pay?
Yeah.
Go
you're
ahead.
The one that
wait
took
a minute.
All the money from this site.
Why don't we get paid for doing the live cast?
That's the trip, Bob. What the fuck?
Shinobi will be making more than we
do. Yeah, exactly.
You know what? I'm going to take the money that I would have paid you guys.
Okay.
And I'm just going to give it to Shinobi.
You know what? I think that's fine. I'm
just
okay
take the
that.
Money you would have paid Sid, because he's the one
yeah.
that suggested it.
All right. I'm fine with that.
All right.
I'm a man of the people.
So the $0 that I would have paid Sid will now be sent to Shinobi. Right.
You're welcome, buddy.
All right.
There's some great negotiations going on.
Right.
I'm logging that right now.
I'm like the black Johnny Cochran over here.
Somehow everyone got
well,
zero.
Well, you're a cock. Rin. All right, do we have more callers? No, everyone else hung up. Screw them. We're just here with Shinobi.
Cool.
It's the only negotiation in history where everyone got zero.
Everybody wins!
Ay, ay, ay.
That's log.
Thank you. He's doing some live logging. All right, we're going
to read that back to me, please.
Yeah, if we ever need the minutes, we'll just get Shinobi on the line.
He said he's going to do it live. I'm like, what? It's like, no, wait till the show's over and then log it. But I like
no, I'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
I love it.
Great. We'll get back to work.
All right, Noah. Golly.
We'll get back to work. All right. Goodbye.
All
right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks a lot.
Goodbye.
Bye.
So.
We've shooed him away.
Oh, Darren, what was that guy that you wanted to talk about, that video clip you showed me about the Christian people with the gays?
The gays and the Christians and the hoo-has. I forgot. Can you remind me?
It was about how homosexuality is a...
Oh, yeah. No,
I found it.
You got it? I'll just intro it a little.
Go ahead.
There's this video on YouTube that's it's like a guy talking about how he used to be gay and he was saved by a Christian like foundation or something, and how awful it is to be gay. And he's the gayest man on the planet Earth, wearing a big brown ascot.
Yeah.
And he's like,
Well, let's just play.
I just wanted to. Oh man, I wanted to do my impression.
Go ahead.
That's okay.
Well, you should do it. Like we should establish it before you do the impression.
The moment passed. Being gay is wrong.
Wait, Darren.
It's so wrong.
100% of outsiders should view the church's anti-homosexuality. Really? The Bible is so clear. It's not us that they should be mad at. Get mad at the Word of God. You know, really, at the end of the day, they're kicking against God. You know, homosexuality is an abomination.
Aren't most priests
no.
gay and
we need
pedophiles?
To have compassion for people
yes.
who are
yeah.
bound by that sin. And it is a sin.
It is a sin, honey. Hello.
Anybody by sugarcoating the sin. No, you've got to leave them.
What
if,
why would they get the gayest sounding dude
to prove that he really was gay?
Many people hate
and not that it's not like some butch dude that they found to pretend to be a former gay.
Well, they should do a before and after. They shouldn't do,
people
like, you
know
he's still talking gay.
The first half of the video should be him going down with three guys.
Make it what you want it to be, just so you'll have the approval.
That's the before?
Just because things are going well.
They put a... anti-gay rod in my asshole, and that cured me of being gay. I never want to be gay. Ooh, I never want to be gay again. Bless Jesus.
I don't want to be gay. I just want those anti-gay rods stuck up my ass.
Works for me.
I have a year-long supply.
There's, like, text on the screen, too, for some of this. Like, read what it says right now, Rod. I don't even understand.
Just because things are going well in the conversation... doesn't mean you're obeying God.
What
does that even mean?
What's the context on that? I don't get it.
I guess the conversation is between him and God. And, like, just because God's not striking you down, that doesn't mean you're not doing anything wrong.
Well, God might not have picked up the phone.
Right. Man, why is God, like, so vengeful?
Oh, God just might not exist.
Yeah. There's
if God exists, he's a prick, because he made that guy gay, and then he made him, like, find Jesus and have to not put penises in
but
his
But just body. So he could teach others.
Right.
So he could spread the word. He could help people.
He's spreading something.
Well, it used to be something, and now it's the word.
Before it was AIDS.
Yeah. Now the word is anus.
Any more on that?
Well, in the conversation, doesn't mean you're obeying God. Okay?
Okay.
By either. You know, God can do it through a gracious, loving way. He can also do it by cracking a whip. He did.
I like that.
Make sure that we're really following him in the moment the best we can. A lot of Christians don't even believe, really in their heart of hearts, that homosexuals can be saved. Some of them believe they need to be saved. You've got the opposite ends of the pendulum swing there.
Oh.
And both of those are wrong. We need to be in plumb line with the word of God. No.
It's definitely wrong to put a pendulum in your butt. It's wrong! It says it in the Bible, specifically.
Homosexuality is an abomination. It's a sin that God will damn. If they stay in that sin, they will be damned to hell, and rightly so, because they need to be quarantined, because they'll continue in their rebellion, and they'll try to bring that gangrene into heaven. God's not having it.
God just talked to him.
But ultimately,
God's like,
But.
Bitch.
Want to redeem? Yes. Does God want to save? Yes. Does
God
want to
play with a butt plug?
Yes.
Do I want it up my ass?
Oops! Wasn't supposed to say that!
Always pray over the homosexual community. So many men who are lost in homosexuality, and I say lost because they are straight up lost.
Because they're in my basement and I turn the lights off and they can't find their way out. I'm hate.
Get it? Straight up lost.
Actually, by a father or an uncle or some man.
Priest.
There's many other reasons, but a lot of it has to do with being fatherless. We need to call it what it is.
So every gay man is fatherless.
One of the worst points.
Yes. That's what God said.
I can't listen to this.
That was great. You really have to see the visual of him.
Yeah.
Do you know what his name is?
Adam Hood. Adam Hood.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Adam Hood.
Wait, what is that thing where you take the foreskin and put it over another
man?
Yeah.
Rob, coming through with the answer there.
No, you were the one that actually
the whole
told
question.
Us. You were the one that told
I'm not
us.
The one that told you that.
Yeah. You're the one that initially brought that up on
the
show.
Sexual Jeopardy?
No.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I did?
When we were talking about the male chastity belt or something like that. Docking?
Docking.
It's when two guys put their penises together and one guy stretches his foreskin over the other guy's penis.
It's hot.
It's like that Human Centipede movie.
What?
You haven't seen the trailer for Human Centipede?
Wait, is it like a game, like a video game?
No, it's a very fucked up movie where a guy kidnaps people and has them in their basement and, like, seals them together somehow to make a human centipede.
What?
Cue up the trailer, Rob.
Please.
Okay.
Oh, you should cue it up so everyone can see it.
And, like, he, like,
throws
one person's face into the other person's ass, so they're, like, feeding on each other. Like, he makes an actual centipede.
Is it the guy in that video who finds gay people that are sinning against
God? I think
God?
He's the middle segment.
Centipedes are not an abomination.
Whenever I find someone sinning against God, I make them into a human centipede. It's the only way. Otherwise, they'll go to hell. Where is that? Is this like a studio film or what?
Yeah, it's like an independent.
Yeah.
Evil.
An ad. What's with YouTube ads, Lee?
I was going to say, that's a very upbeat song for Human Centipede.
Yeah, like, why is Leona Lewis advertising for human, like, it's not targeted very well.
By the Human Centipede soundtrack featuring Dave Matthews Band.
Well,
I'd actually rather be a human.
I was wondering if I could get driving directions to a nightclub called
a girl
No
CD.
No, we're in Germany right now. Maybe we can talk to you later. All right, we miss you.
Bye, Amy.
Bye, sweetie.
Yeah.
I thought you knew exactly where we were going.
Uh-oh.
What was that?
IFC films.
We came from over here, I swear.
Can you just fast forward?
No,
it builds tension. Come on, the crazy German guy comes through the door.
Can you come in?
It actually looks like an older version of the dude from the Homosexuality Is Wrong video.
We are on a
little bit.
Trip to Europe. Yes. Can you call the emergency car service for us?
He speaks in thunder.
You have a really lovely home.
A demented surgeon. Justin Bieber.
Sorry.
In.
Fire the gas fixes. You may sound to me a secret. You start with cutting the ligaments of the kneecap. So hands in it.
Hurry up, I'm still here!
Just from the creators of Saw.
From the creators of 2.5 Men.
It's like Hostel. It's like a takeoff on Hostel, so.
Yeah.
True.
Is this movie out or what?
I think it's the DVD tech deal.
Limited release from.
Someone in the chat room said they saw the movie and it was gay.
Yeah, people's faces implanted into other people's buttholes is gay.
Here it comes.
Yeah!
It's a lemon party.
It is.
It's exactly like lemon party.
Why do their kneecaps need to be cut?
And
yeah.
Why do they need diapers? What,
yeah.
Just maybe so they stay bent?
I don't know, man.
Well, why not just remove pieces of their spine?
They need diapers because
it's probably tougher to do than just taking out some needles.
He has nothing to do. He lives in the middle of nowhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
He has surgical tools.
Get to work.
What a lazy human centipede creator he is.
Seriously. We have some calls.
Let's do it.
Shall we try 314? I'm not sure if that's Justin or not. We're going to try it.
Justin Bieber, the star of the new film Human Centipede.
314.
Hey, yeah, this actually is Justin Bieber.
Hi. How are you?
Hey,
nice
my, all this gay, it's actually Shankletown, but all this gay shit made me wonder what your opinion was of the Big Four finally playing together.
They hate each other, don't they?
It seems to be getting along. They I put up a clip today of all four bands on stage covering Am I Evil by Diamondhead.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and
it
looks
awful.
I don't know.
It looked fun.
Can you play that? I want to hear a little bit of that.
Well, here's the thing. They did this simulcast sort of where they had a like in movie theaters you could watch the show that's happening in like Germany or wherever it was.
Mm-hmm.
So you could just go to the movie theater and watch everybody sets.
Right.
And according to everyone,
all of them playing a song isn't a Metallica song.
Say that again?
Do you think there's a chance of them playing another song at some point that isn't a Metallica song? Like all of them playing Rain in Blood? Or like a Slayer,
no.
Like an Anthrax song.
But it's not a Metallica song. It's a cover that they did.
No, I know, but I think that they'll probably eventually play Metallica song, is my guess.
But that's first of all, that's a song that Metallica owns. I mean, no one knows who the fuck Diamondhead is. You know.
But like all of them know. I'm sure like to all the people in those bands, that band kind of means something, you know?
But the larger point, I feel, is that Metallica can barely play their own songs anymore.
Yeah, I don't think they can pull off Rain and Blood or especially anything like Megadeth.
They have tracks to cover it up.
But here's like, this is tape from a movie theater.
Oh,
what am I? Probably something to make it sound better.
But like before the song, everyone's hugging. Lars and Dave the Stain are hugging.
It's all for show. I feel like at the end of the day, when they go back to their dressing room, they just don't want to talk to anyone.
I don't know. I think this whole thing might have like kind of eased everything up. Yeah.
Oh, look, it's Dave Mustaine's dog crawling out on stage. Oh, James Hetfield kicked him. Damn it, every time.
Oh, look, Robert Trujillo's getting them all Gatorade.
Wrong.
But just the sight of seeing, like,
10 dudes playing guitars and bass.
Yeah.
And like 3 drummers and all that. That's awesome.
It's like Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I think it's pretty metal.
I doubt that all of their guitars and basses were on. I'm sure it's...
But the thing is, they didn't tell the ones that
weren't
on.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They all think it's on, but not all of them are coming through the amps.
Wait, I missed that note. Wait, how come it came out right? That's weird.
You want to see 10 guitar players, just go see Whitechapel.
Yeah, exactly.
Or Anal Chainsaw.
Yeah. But yeah.
Skinner, we should get Justin Bieber to be in that movie. Anal When he's done shooting Human Centipede.
Does Chris have blonde highlights? Or is that the light?
No, he does not
have
blonde.
All I see right now is a lot of old men who need haircuts.
That's That James has to.
It's like an Alex Skolnick Appreciation Society.
Imagine how much shampoo these guys go through. Except Scott Ian.
Well, he needs
well, a haircut too. But he uses Tresemme.
Oh, weird.
I mean, they have to have rehearsed this.
Yeah. Kirk. Yeah. Sounds alright.
Somebody's tuning.
Yeah. Just the sight of James Hetfield and Dave Mustaine on the same stage is kind of crazy, though. Like,
yeah.
Not punching each other.
I mean, Rob, it's been so long since you saw that original Metallica lineup with Dave Mustaine.
I know.
It brings back a lot of memories.
It does.
It really has a lot of meaning.
I remember being there as a half a year old. No, like a fetus.
Yeah.
He left the band in like 81.
Rob's
oh, really?
Parents went to see Metallica.
Yeah, I was conceived at a Metallica show. You know.
I didn't know they were Muslims into Metallica.
Actually, I think it's called my guitar. My mom is actually the one who sold Dave Mustaine the dog that James Hetfield eventually kicked. I bet you didn't know that.
Robert, you need to find better people for me to sell dogs to. They're getting kicked.
So this could be heavy metal.
I have another video pick when you get a chance.
Who let that old... Oh, that's Joey Belladonna.
Oh, everyone on the stage looks like an old woman. That joke doesn't even have to apply to one man.
Yeah, true. But he looks like an old woman.
Yeah.
He's like an 80-year-old woman.
He's like everybody else's aunt.
Yeah, but he looked old when he was 30. You know?
Yeah, well, that's because the rest of the band is like 10 years younger than him.
But he just looked old by himself. I mean, the guy has, like, you know, fat face. You know that thing that people get?
Oh, I know, Dan. I know all about it.
Anyway, to answer your question, I would love to see the Big Four tour in America.
Yeah, I would go. I mean, just for nostalgia, even.
Yeah, plus I've never... I mean, I know it's going to suck now, but I've never seen Metallica live. You know what people have told me, though, is, like, even though you kind of, like, you know, it's different, just the fact that you're there and, like, the energy, it still makes it fun.
I do think that their live show has not declined as much as their studio performance.
Well, they can't really play. I don't know. I think it's maybe just because, like, I've watched, like, a pro shot thing, so you get, like, the soundboard audio as opposed to, like, the live audio, you know?
True.
So maybe it sounds better that way.
I mean, I saw them when they were touring for Load and all that, and, you know, they were good. They were fine.
Right. What about
you? I saw them 10 years ago at Tattoo the Earth.
Oh, yeah.
But they were 60 then, so they were still...
And that was still with Jason Newsted, though, too, right?
Yes, it was.
Yeah,
and
really
it was,
wanted to go to that.
It was really good, and it was like, I think it was a giant stadium.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, it was dark, and the stars were out, and it was, you know, like, really, really good.
You had
experience.
A moment?
Yeah.
I saw them at a giant stadium with Guns N' Roses.
What?
Remember that? Remember
I don't,
played?
Well, I know about
they
it.
Played
I remember.
Like an hour late. Like
well, that was like every show on that tour, right? That was the tour where, like,
so
Hetfield got burnt, and then Guns N' Roses decided not to play.
I
and
think
then,
that was the end, Montreal.
Like, yeah, and then people rioted.
My grandfather actually saw Metallica play at Woodrow Wilson's inauguration.
Nice.
I almost forgot we had somebody on the phone.
Nice, Shankletown.
I actually have another video pick when you get a chance.
What's that?
You got to go to YouTube and search for Bangs Take You to the Movies.
Oh, we did that on the show.
We played that.
Oh, did you? That song is rocking my fucking world.
Please don't play it. It took me forever to get it out of my head after I listened to
the guy's got to open up for the Big Four if they ever tour.
I want to play this other video that I was telling Marina about. It's this Southern African American gentleman.
Oh God.
Speaking of his love for Doritos.
Is it Dino from Fear Factory?
No, it's not Dino. He's the infamous Pink Cup Boy. That's his.
Except it says Pank.
Oh, Pank. I'm sorry.
No, another thing I love to eat. Doritos. Doritos. It is so good.
Rob, are you angry that someone took your idea?
He's angry that someone took his Doritos.
Remember high? Oh my goodness. Doritos, especially the cheese on the nacho cheese. Girl, child. Doritos is venom. Because when you're high...
The young Reginald L. Johnson of Family Matters.
Doritos, the taste, as I raise tempo, like, the flavor and everything, it's just like, bitch, where have you been all my motherfucking life, girl?
Jerking off?
Think about Doritos.
He's near orgasmic at this point.
Did you know my
based on the novel Push by Sapphire?
I don't like those.
I think it is.
You get like two motherfucking chips in your life, girl.
Sounds like Limp Bizkit lyrics.
What is this? What is this?
This
girl?
Is actually the same guy that did that speech about anti-homosexuality. Girl, don't be gay. That's an abomination.
It's an alternate language track on the DVD of that guy.
Bitch, don't be fucking no dudes. You're going to go to hell. And then you won't have no Doritos.
You don't have Doritos in
just
hell.
The ranch or the nacho cheese kind. Bitch, don't be putting no penis in your a-hole. Don't put no penis in your booty hole, girl. Put some Doritos in
your
booty.
Put Doritos in your
now
booty hole.
Girls can't even get fucked in the ass?
Yeah, but he's gay, so he's saying girl to the man.
Oh, okay.
That's what I meant.
Just wanted to make sure.
And save that one.
Got a horse in that ranch.
Yeah.
Do we have another caller?
She likes the third.
Thanks for calling in, Shankletown.
Yeah.
Problem. Thank you. And you're hot, by the way, Noah.
Oh, she didn't know that.
Her stories about museums turn me on like crazy. I hope we can get another
In the last couple of days, two members of the live cast have posted very erotic photos of themselves on Facebook.
What do you mean?
That's right.
And their names are Noah and Rob.
I posted erotic photos.
Yeah, bikini photos of you with Bruno on
who
Facebook. Smaller,
who has bigger boobs?
I have to say,
Shankletown, find her Facebook and add her. She will add you because she adds all the fans, and you get to see her in her bikini. Rob also, Marina.
Bruno is covering most of me.
Well,
so.
You
can,
not really.
You could see her bikini anyway because it's on her profile pic, so you
is
don't
it?
Even need to add her.
No, it's not.
It's not.
I'm in a dress.
Oh, okay.
With Rob.
My mistake.
Where can I find Rob's bikini pics?
On his Facebook. Add him on Facebook. There's a photo that was added today of him on the beach, shirtless, armpit,
shameless.
Dead center in the camera.
Hair everywhere.
You're rocking shades in the photo, right?
I am.
Can I make that my profile picture? My picture of Rob in a bikini?
Rob's going to have stalkers putting up his pics.
I think what we need to do is post that photo on the livecast page and then post like a version of it with your face cut out so people could Photoshop their
yes,
faces
and take pictures.
Onto your shirtless body. And that could be like a new Photoshop contest.
It's going on the livecast website. Keith needs to do it.
Well, you got to post the picture first.
I'll do it. I'll post it in the comments of this post. All right. Thanks a lot, Shankletown.
All right. Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in. 361, I think this is Justin. I'm pretty sure.
I always think it's Justin.
No, yeah, it is Justin.
See? I knew it.
Well,
are you enjoying the show so far?
What?
Are you enjoying the show so far?
Very much so.
Thank God. All right, Justin, we appreciate you taking the time out from your shoot of the movie Human Centipede 2.
Oh, don't worry. I got some other person to take my part.
All right, great.
The other sucker is in there bleeding to death, but I'm okay.
What? All right, great. Once again, our number is 646-929-1357. Give us a call. No Shalom today. Is there a Jewish holiday?
It must be. or he passed out from exhaustion because it's so hot and he has to wear that suit with a coat.
Oh, boy.
Shlomo took an erotic photo on his Facebook.
No, no, I hope not. You're kidding, right?
It's just him standing in front of a mirror with his phone.
He has his talus off one shoulder.
No,
it's
actually,
short sleeves.
No, 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 but they are sticking out of his shirt.
Yeah.
Oh. Before we get to the music break, I just wanted to mention something. Louis C.K. was on The Daily Show a few days ago, and he said something.
We're big fans of
his. Was it this week?
No, it was last week.
Last week. It was pretty profound because he was just like, yeah, you know, I think the Pope is a child molester.
Mm-hmm.
And John Stewart was just like, oh, come on, you can't say that.
No, yeah,
well, I don't think he molested children, but it's like either you think it's gross or you're into it. There's no one that's like, yeah, I wouldn't do it, but I could see how other people do it. So obviously he's a child molester.
Good point, good point.
Yeah. And I was like, wow, I never thought of it that way.
Louis C.K. is brilliant.
Yes.
Next time.
Oh, yeah.
On FX at 11 o'clock.
Which we'll be in, right?
Hmm?
We're going to be
we
in.
We were there, yeah. We were in the
audience.
Oh, I forgot you didn't come to that.
I did not.
We
sat
I didn't get an invitation.
Now what, you want to go to see Louis C.K. 2 months ago?
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
Well, I could only have gotten 2 tickets, Marina. Oh.
We can't hear Marina if she's talking off the mic.
Well, yeah, maybe she should. Oh, she should just grab Darren's mic. We don't need to hear Darren.
No. Try to hear Marina.
She's done anyway, so it's okay.
What'd she tell me?
Just pass it along. Pass Darren a note.
We have an erotic Jew in the chat room.
We have 4 of those in the studio.
No, erotic, five. Not neurotic.
Oh, sorry.
Is Marina Jewish? I forgot.
Yeah.
You are? Oh, okay. Oh, that's nice.
For Darren.
Oh, look, she has a little chai on her. What is that? Is that it?
Little mug and daughter?
Hamsa.
Oh, it's the little chamsa, whatever that is.
Isn't
that like that stuff that they make falafel out of?
That's hummus.
Hummus, sorry.
Make falafels out of hummus?
I don't know. Oh, tahina.
Well, they put it in there.
Yeah, it's a dressing.
Yeah.
You should call him Murad. See what he
knows. Falafels are not, I don't think it's Arabic. More an Israeli thing, I think. I had awesome falafel.
No, I
had shawarma.
Yeah, I don't think it's just you.
No. Yeah, I know, like, in Greece and stuff.
You're thinking of being cheap. That's the most interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks.
And ammunition museums.
And circumcised.
That's right. It's a Jew card.
Our only goy is not here today.
Yeah.
It's like a radio seder going on right now.
A raider?
Sure.
Why not?
Are we taking a music break?
Yeah, I was just going to say we should take a music break.
And when we come back, we have user submissions, listener submissions.
Yeah, some of them are really good.
Cancer Scare, Mammoth Commander.
This is called a teaser.
Yeah. Oh. Cancer Scare and Mammoth Commander actually collaborated.
Mm-hmm.
They're putting
out.
They're putting out an EP.
They had a thing on the forum to help name their collaboration.
Are they
going to
have a war next?
They're going to split up and then, like, form...
They're going to shoot each other?
Like, Mega Parody and Paritalica. And then one's going to get crazy successful, one's going to get sort of successful, be bitter and jealous.
Uh-huh.
And then they're going to come back together and do a cover 40 years later in Poland.
Wow.
It's going to be huge. But right now we're going to start out. Little dose of The Locusts.
Thank you. Oh, hello. This is your guitar god and virtuoso, Thor Swensby. Many of you have tried to play guitar like me. Try to dress like me. And even try to act like me. Romeo, Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo? No, really, where the fuck art thou? Let me propose a new fashion in which you should direct your undivided attention. Introducing Thor Fumes. Now you can smell like Thor Shredsteen. For just a limited time only, you can experience and share the blended aroma of string lube, rustic leather, callus removal cream, and my own Thor essence. It's a splash of my sweat, but shh, that's between you and Thor. Call now, and not only will you get a fantasized bottle of Thor Fumes, but also the Thor Shredded Weed Whacker. The guitar-shaped whacker and blade, along with the guitar strap harness, will allow you to practice your guitar stage tricks and whack your weeds at the same time. So, where is your phone? Dial the number now at 1-800. I want Thor Perfume immediately. And if you call within the next 10 minutes, Thor will wring out a towel of his own sweat on the Thor Fumes for that extra Thor essence.
Hello. This is your friend, Chuck Blandington. If you hate white people as much as I do, then you might as well turn this off now. Because this show is Honky Central. Fucking crackers.
Hey, we're back.
Hi.
It's the Metal Injection Podcast.
I feel like something just happened during the break, but my ex-potheadness made me forget what we were going to say.
Yeah.
Well, Noah was talking about Eminem.
Oh, right. We had a breaking story here in the studio. It turned out that Noah... wait, hold on. What was that supposed to be?
Someone needs to... Wait. We need to do a clean version of that so that someone can do, like, a hardcore remix of that. So let's do it again.
Okay.
Let's roll it and not talk. By next week, somebody needs to put breakdowns under this. Go.
Are we going to play the whole thing?
That's enough.
Can probably get that off of YouTube.
Yeah.
I guess they can just YouTube the NBC Nightly News thing.
I don't know why we have to waste our airtime.
Can we just hear it again? I think it's a very nice little number.
By the way, get ready for that, accompanied by fucking bullshit.
Fuck. All right, so Noah,
so
tell
breaking
us about
news,
your experience.
Eminem... I guess, put out a new album, so of course he had to come to Sirius because he has his own channel on Sirius, and I think under his contract he's supposed to at least show up once a year to his
right.
channel to, like, broadcast something.
Right.
So he was in yesterday, and I remember from last year when he came in. He has, like, an entourage of bodyguards, like walls. These guys are walls,
uh-huh.
and there's, like, five of them. And I don't know why. I mean, he's just at Sirius. We're all, like...
So he's covered
by your beef.
Huh? What?
Keep going.
So he was there, and every, you know, like, it was very shady.
Right.
Yeah, I get what you did there.
Did he look slim?
Well, he wasn't on the talent list.
Yeah.
You know, it was a very, like, low-key thing.
I was in Sirius one day.
People didn't know about it. So anyway, so I go to the bathroom.
He didn't tweet about it.
There was this chick in the bathroom.
I come out of the bathroom.
She came out of the bathroom.
I'm walking to my computer.
She had a PC. I got a Mac.
And I see this big black guy.
And it wasn't me.
And then I see a guy in a cap. And for a split second, it was like this. He made eye contact with me.
Oh.
Sorry. That's the Eminem after dark music.
That what happened.
And I knew it. I was like, he wants me.
Did he give you elevator eyes, like up, down?
No, he looked me straight in my eyes. And then he looked away. He was like, you know who I am, bitch.
And did you say, Mrs. Noah Mathers?
I was thinking about it.
Do you find him attractive in person?
How did he look? Did he look old?
He looked very thin.
Yeah,
well, he is.
Malnourished.
Wait, the rumor is he had plastic surgery.
No, he didn't look like he had plastic surgery. He just, like, his face was very thin.
Hmm. Karina, what did he have plastic surgery on?
Face.
Yeah, his face does look a little
his
different.
Face?
Yeah.
Both. Well, he was wearing a baseball cap, so I didn't see his forehead.
Right. So did you guys get it on?
No.
Oh, come on now.
And then he saw me. Then he definitely saw me again because Shade 45 is by the computer area.
That's his channel.
Yeah. So when he was leaving, I was there, and I don't understand why he didn't talk to me. Or at least send his bodyguard with a note.
Or, like, give you a freestyle. Well, you'll see, Noah, on his next album, he's going to talk about how he took this girl from Sirius and put her in his trunk and then took her down to the bay and then threw her out of the
I
trunk.
I would totally be into that.
All because they made eye contact. It's going to be crazy.
I love that.
Noah likes trunk jobs.
New title of the episode right there. Is that 847 or 947? 847. You're on the Mental Injection Livecast. I recommend this story. Name. What's your name? Where are you from?
Maybe we should wait for it to catch up on his speaker.
Me?
Yes,
yes.
You.
Oh, I'm Ben. I'm from Northbrook.
Hello, Ben.
How you guys doing? I love your show.
Northbrook is where? Where is Northbrook?
Northbrook's in Illinois.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big fan. My friends listen all the time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, it's good.
Do you listen?
Do you and your friends?
I listen with them.
So you guys have, like,
Latin
parties?
I'm friends with Donis. He's called in before.
Right.
Yeah. Is he a legend around here?
How old are you guys?
We're 16, yeah.
All right, right on.
He has to check his birth certificate.
That sounds old.
No.
Your ball's clearly a professor.
Whoa, man.
Can we say 16-year-old? Am I going to get a...
You can't.
In Illinois, it's fine.
Oh, it's Illinois. Okay, good.
Have you guys seen Toy Story 3?
What's that?
Have you seen Toy Story 3?
No, but I do want to see it.
We're not 13.
I thought he said, did we see Thor today? And I was like, what?
Do you guys see the new Hannah Montana Disney Channel movie?
No, but I really do want to see the new Toy Story. All joking aside, I think
it was
going to be awesome.
Man. It was solid.
Yeah? Did you cry? I hear a lot of people cried. Lots of crying.
Yeah, Donis cried during it.
Is it because his parents could never afford toys?
Oh.
Yeah.
Because Toy Story 3 is outlawed in Muslim countries.
Yeah,
so they didn't
exactly.
See it.
Oh, because they had a Muhammad toy in the movie?
Yeah. When they got rid of it, he just went down.
To reveal that Buzz Lightyear is a Muslim.
Yeah.
Praise.
No, I really can't. I'm really looking forward to it. I actually watched the first two this weekend. And they're still awesome. Like, it's such good writing. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. Guys,
and the animation. For like 10 years ago, it still looks great.
Wait, I have a question. Did you watch these two movies like in a row?
Yeah.
Do you know like a life?
Well, it wasn't like I was, first of all, I do have a life.
You spent 4 hours watching
a
animated movie.
Well, it was only 3 hours because they were both an hour and a half. That's the great thing about movies 10 years ago. They were all an hour and a half.
I love it.
Technically, it's not like I was just watching the movie. I was like, doing stuff.
Oh, jerking off. Gotcha.
No. I paused the movie when I did that.
Free frame on Buzz Lightyear with his pants on.
Yeah. Well, no, the cowgirl, the second one.
Yeah.
That's the one.
Guys, I'm going to go over to Taco Bell. I just have
right,
to say I'm a big fan.
All right.
I'll call in again soon.
Let's hope so.
Okay, see you, man.
All right, thanks for listening.
I feel like I've been reading reports that Toy Story 3, like the 3D, is not very good. And in general, 3D is not going over as big as they...
Well, it's because...
Fuck that shit. But there's nothing wrong with 1 and 2. Like, why, you know, I mean, I don't feel it really adds anything.
Well, I think they re-released 1 and 2 in 3D, like, a year ago or something.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I know that.
But I just think they, like, every movie now is going to be in 3D. That's just how the movie studios are working. But I think it would be fine because it's a digital, like, it was made on computers. So to add the 3D, I don't think seems like that big of a task. Whereas, like, with Clash of the Titans, why it was so bad is because it was up-converted.
Mm-hmm.
And it was up-converted in, like, 6 weeks.
What does
so,
up-converted
mean? That's why Clash of the Titans was bad?
Well, that's why the 3D was bad.
Oh, okay.
The movie is something else.
What does up-converted mean?
It means it was shot in 2D, and then they, like, did, like, a transfer to, like, make it 3D. So it wasn't... Whereas, like, Avatar was shot with 3D cameras. So they had it in mind the whole time. It's, like, optimized for 3D. And that was, like, unbelievable, like... This is the future of filmmaking right here. Like, it was really moving. It was really awesome.
How about good writing being the future of filmmaking?
Yeah,
well,
here's the thing.
Now, a good writer can come along and make a really awesome 3D movie.
Or he could just write a good story doesn't need 3D.
The thing is, like, I really enjoyed it as, like, a demo. I don't know, as like a tech nerd.
Sid wants a remake of My Dinner with Andre.
Yeah.
In 3D. When he passes the salt, it's like you're right there.
He passes it to you.
Why, thank you. Oh, wait, it's the movie. Oh.
Wallace Shawn in 3D. Can we please make that happen? I need it.
I can't wait for Synecdoche, New York to come out.
That actually could be interesting. If Charlie Kaufman did a 3D movie, I would go see that because he would make it fucking great.
That's what you have to do, Hollywood.
Get on that.
I was watching some trailer for like the worst movie ever, some new dance movie. And then I jokingly was like, in 3D. And then 2 seconds later in the trailer, and it's in 3D. It's just like everything. Just I think it's just because it's so much easier than IMAX to do, mm-hmm. like to put it in more theaters.
And
like
also
with IMAX,
to maintain those gigantic fucking screens, too, is probably a pain in the ass, right?
Well, I think it's just like a regular screen. It's just you're projecting two images or whatever.
You and me, Rob, we were talking about this during the week, and I don't remember if it was you or me that said this, but it was a true point that it's just another bullshit way for them to get some more money out of the viewers.
Yeah, yeah. It's just an excuse to like add another $3 to the ticket, so why not? Mm-hmm. That's what I think they're doing. Oh, Marina has a point. $6? It's $17 extra. No, well, it's $17 for the ticket. Yeah, but then it's like $13 for a regular ticket. So
how much is a ticket for Human Centipede in 3D?
I want to see that.
They're paying people to go see the movie, so it's like -1 + 3, so it's $2.
They're doing a new Harold and Kumar movie in 3D.
Yeah.
It's like a Harold and Kumar Christmas.
Yep.
In 3D.
Is it just straight to DVD or what?
No, It's going to be in theaters. I'm assuming most of the 3D is just going to be like weed smoke.
At you. There's just going to be a constant weed smoke.
So, Rob, you're in.
Oh,
fully milked that cow, though? Is there anything left of that?
Probably not.
Harold and Kumar?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. The second one was kind of like, all right. What is it?
We have a caller. It's 801.
801.
They should have a smell-o-vision for that movie. Just have someone blow real weed smoke.
I like it. I'll be there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, Sayers. I wanted to call in to actually just give my opinion on 3D movies.
Go ahead.
Okay, go on.
You want to know why I think it's going to ruin movies? Because I think movie theaters are going to start putting money in to change movies from, like, having stories to just kind of be like theme park rides from Universal and just be more of experiences than really try to do anything else on the movie because that's what they're going to think is going to get views.
I mean, basically, as I saw it from
Avatar, I mean, I don't really understand why people like that movie. It was fine. But, I mean, James Cameron is just a dude who knows how to get people in the movie theaters and just did every trick in the book just to...
Well, let me ask you a question. Did you see it in IMAX 3D?
Yes.
And you didn't think it looked awesome?
Well, it looked awesome. I'm not going to say anything about that, but the movie was just, just boring.
The movie was just, like, by the numbers.
I think is they're not going to really care about any development in the story and just throw you into a different world because they basically fool us with flashing lights.
Right. Yeah. It's just like mainstream music. There's nothing creative or artistic about it. It's just there for consumption.
It looked very believable at Star Wars prequels,
where they basically, George Lucas just tried to throw so much at your face. You're basically a cat getting jingled keys at your face. And it just looked awful. So sterile, so fake.
Well, but the thing with those movies is that, like, I don't know if you took a film class, but, you know, there's, like, all these other elements to creating, you know, like, the theme of the story with, like, cinematography as opposed
to
just...
Well, that's something fucking George Lucas got wrong because the thing is he tried to promote it to too many people. He tried to get everyone in the fucking film from babies trying to promote the little kids to adults to longtime fans, the girls. I mean, basically, he used
what
James Cameron did, but not as well, just trying to get people in the theater. Sorry if I keep on interrupting you guys.
Well, that's really nothing new in movies.
Yeah.
I mean, for, you know, decades, they've been introducing new, like, visual gimmicks.
Yeah.
And smell-o-vision was a real thing. Like,
I remember.
They actually had people...
There's actually theaters you can go to where they have these specially designed seats which have gyro mechanics in them, and the thing is, they'll actually move the seat to make you kind of feel like you're more in the movie. Like, it'll shift back or it'll shake and rumble.
I hate that. I was in Universal Studios.
It made you vomit.
There was a Terminator experience where it was crazy. It was 20 minutes. I'm telling the story here. It was 20 minutes of, original content that Arnold Schwarzenegger shot, and it's, right after Terminator 2.
I saw it on the YouTube.
Right, yeah. So it's crazy, but then your seat shakes and shit, and it's just, giving you a headache. It's like having, a child sit behind you and kick your chair and, oh, look, you're getting shot at.
Wasn't Arnold one of the guys, in that? He was, some kind of general or something who, and that's who they show the real Arnold who became a Terminator prototype or something.
Basically, all I got to say is movies, instead of, like what Rob said, we're no longer going to release movies like Bridge Over the River Kwai. We're going to change movies into Star Tours.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Can I ask you a question? What's the name of your podcast?
My name is Angry Fat Nerd at Movies.
Does he really have a podcast?
No, I don't have a podcast.
Is that on iTunes?
I would be so lazy on that. I'd probably release it once a year.
This is
so I'll just zap entertainment and time from your guys' podcast in the meantime.
Egger signing out.
Bye.
I actually went to see Precious in one of those crazy theaters. No. They tried injecting me with AIDS. The guy came by with a needle of AIDS. I ran
AIDS
out.
Division.
Yeah.
Well, if you want to see that in a 3D type of thing, just go to any theater in Brooklyn. You're just sitting with women that look like Precious. It's better than 3D. You're surrounded by
eating Doritos and talking about how awesome they are.
What was that movie that they was supposed to be the scariest movie ever, and it was basically just the camera filming this couple sleeping?
Paranormal Activity.
Oh, that is the worst.
It was okay. I went to King's Plaza with Jenny to go see it.
Uh-oh, this is trouble already.
And basically, everyone in the theater was talking to each other. The people in the front were talking to people in the back. And there was one part where it was really silent, and Jenny blew her nose, and you could hear it. It just sounded like a fart. And the whole theater started laughing.
Nice. They were just looking for some kind of entertainment.
No, but they were scared. They were like, oh, my God, the door just moved.
Really? That was the least scary movie
I know.
I heard.
I thought it was ridiculous. I felt like I really lost out on my $12 that I paid.
There's nothing. It's like... It's like watching someone's shitty fucking home movies with, 3 minutes of
ghosts. They didn't even have sex.
Right. They didn't. They just laid in bed.
Get haunted and finger-banged by ghosts. Right?
There's literally, 50 minutes
of people laying in
bed
doing that. If you had a girl that was, comatose next to you because she was possessed, you wouldn't take advantage?
Well, it's his wife, though.
Yeah, so?
So who the fuck more cares about the
bride? And it's a movie, and it needs to be entertaining.
But he could fuck her anytime he wants to.
Yeah.
Why?
Looking for a different type of movie.
Why do it when a ghost is watching? I was going to make an analogy about this whole 3D movie thing to prove the point about how bad it is, but I thought that it would be lost on Rob because he probably would like this. I was going to say, it's like, if you know somebody hey, did you read that new book? And he's like, yeah, the story sucked, but man, the font was amazing. And I was like, nobody would like that, but that Rob actually would probably be impressed by a book with a great font.
Rob the is a font fan.
Yeah.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm big on aesthetics.
Why don't books do that?
Why don't you use a better font on Metal Injection?
Oh, shit.
I hit you where it hurt, Rob.
Yeah,
I was really kidding.
That motherfucker.
He likes Ariel.
Yeah, what's wrong with Ariel? It's actually all bad.
I'm just blind.
It's more metal sounding.
I like Comic Sans.
Right, yeah, no. What's up? Fist pound. Boom.
Comic Sans. I actually have no problem with Comic Sans.
Sid writes his IMs in Comic Sans.
That's his default font.
Yep.
I think I get emails from Sid in Comic Sans. It's very professional.
What were you about to say about... Because isn't that the one number one hated font among what...
Comic Sans, yeah. There's a whole revolt against it, and I don't really get it. I think it's fun. I mean,
what's the gripe?
Yeah, that it's just, cheesy.
It's unprofessional.
Yeah. Whatever.
Comical.
It's like saying...
It's too mainstream, man.
It's like N apostrophe instead of NG at the end of a word. It's folksier.
It's hip-hop.
No, it's just folksy.
Colloquial?
Yeah.
You're very folksy, Sid.
Thank you.
Or foxy.
Am I charming?
No.
Go
I don't think you're charming,
Sean.
Oh, there's no Sean here. You're charming.
Go folk yourself.
Oh.
So I thought now would be a good time to play User Submission.
I was going to talk about my experience at the dungeon, but all right.
Let's hear that.
Oh. Well,
no, I'd rather.
Yeah,
it's a teaser.
There we go. All right, so we'll start things out with Casper submitted two
Casper.
Tracks. Mia Guard is his junkie username.
Okay.
One is a mashup of The Iron Cheek and Limp Bizkit.
Oh, that was good.
Called Give Me Something to Fuck.
That's funny. I'm sorry. The guy wrote an email along with that song saying, he's like very embarrassed to have used Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, I know it's Limp Bizkit. It's awesome.
This is the only time I've enjoyed Limp Bizkit. So.
It's very good. It's very appropriate.
And he actually submitted another track, which is another Chic mashup.
Mm-hmm.
Chic and the Descendants, because
yeah,
we were talking about the Descendants last week.
I did not hear this one.
This is Coffee Mug. Coffee Pot.
The Iron Cheek should now just tour with bands and just say fuck wherever the lyrics say fuck.
Instead of triangle, maybe Chelsea Cheek could bring him in.
It should just be like on some keyboards they have like a hype button.
Yeah.
Like a yeah.
It should be fuck. Fucking bullshit.
I like just speed it up a little bit and it's 10 times, it's even more hilarious than usual.
Fucking bullshit.
He really nailed the timing, I feel, in that.
Yep.
That's why it totally worked.
Can you play that again real quick?
Yeah.
The fucking bullshit part. I just groove into that.
So, I don't
know. Fucking bullshit!
So that was by Mia Guard.
Really, well done.
Casper.
Up and coming.
Good work. Good work.
How is it Mia Guard? It's M-A-I.
Mia Guard?
My
Guard?
It's not Mia.
My guard.
My
Guard. My Guard. I can't read.
Maybe you should call in and help us.
I think we've established this.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mammoth Commander submitted this. It's a tribute to Shlomo.
Oh,
wow.
And Psyopis, it's Choker Chain.
Wait, is this just Mammoth Commander, or is it...
Just Mammoth Commander. It's called Choker Choina.
Choina.
That's me again.
Did you just call me a Zionist?
Jessica, just kidding. I love you.
Fucking idiot, Rob!
Somebody gonna get pregnant. 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 Somebody gonna get pregnant.
What's his name, Dingus? What's his name, Dingus? What's his name, Dingus? What's his name, Dingus?
Yeah.
I just hope Psyopus is in too.
The most press they've gotten in a while.
I want to sue them for writing such a shitty song. Did I do that?
What the fuck?
Good ending. It's recovered.
Yeah.
Recovered.
The second half. From the somebody gonna get pregnant on. It was very good. Before that.
No, it needs to work. Let's be constructive.
Grinding Hips 101 with Professor Sheik. This is a cancer scare submission. I'm not sure if this one or the next one.
No, this is the one he just sent in by himself.
Okay, so this is just a cancer scare original.
And then we're going to play their collaboration at
the A Mammoth Commander Cancer Scare collaboration to end it all up. All right, here we go. Grinding Hips 101 with Professor Sheik. I'm here in Hollywood.
Rolling around, sitting on the floor, I was high on cooling in my Escalade. Man, I'm paid, I got it made. Take me to your special place. Close your eyes, show me your face. I'm gonna piss on it.
No.
Trash it, you gay son of a bitch!
That was very creative. I feel like Cancer Scare is going to grow up to be one of those like rap artist producers.
Yeah, it's going to be like Girl Talk.
I don't know what their names are, but like, you know, like one of those guys that produces T.I. or Lil Wayne or whatever.
Swizz Beatz.
Certainly has the tech down.
Keith Sweat.
I'd like to point out, so that this is a good example of a good tip to use while doing these, and that is that you shouldn't necessarily like try to force samples into your favorite song, but rather look for songs, you know, that you might not necessarily be a fan of, but make a good parody.
Right, like the Limp Bizkit song.
Right, like Limp Bizkit, who the fuck, nobody here likes Limp Bizkit, but the fact that it worked very well with the Sheik was really funny.
Yeah. So here's the final one, the main event.
Oh my goodness! Wait, can we get a drum roll?
Oh, Bad Andy in the chat asks, could you play this on Shady 405, Noah, or 45?
I can slip the CD under the door.
That's what I was gonna say. Hey, we're coming up on Shady 45. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna have the new Mammoth Commander
and Cancer Scare song. This joint right here. This is cool. What's it called, son?
KY Jelly is the wrong jelly.
KY Jelly is the wrong jelly. Right here, Shady 45.
While the Randy is another cheap Jew, son of a bitch. And he cut my roof. He used my marijuana. He drank my beer.
Are you a cheap Jew, son of a bitch?
Let me tell you something, I am sneaky. I might be a cheap Jew, son of a bitch, but you're a curry, piss-smelling, sandy nigga.
I love lamb. I love lamb.
Well, yes, but I'm afraid I prematurely shot my wad on what was supposed to be a dry run, if you will, so now I'm afraid I have something of a mess on my hands.
There's so many poorly chosen words in that sentence.
We'll make a big glass crazy out of the fucking Middle East. We're all right here.
Sandy Bulls.
I am Sheik Fem, he's number one.
He picked up fuck already. Put him in the copper clutch, drag his bag, I'll punch his ass, I'll make him on the...
Like a bad acid trip. It started out all fun, and then all of a sudden, what's going on? At the end.
I like that, though. I like the confusion.
I like it. I really like how he started out with the Iron Sheik Protest the Hero mashup. That was hilarious. I thought this part of it.
I feel like the video for this would be the same as when you like close your eyes and you push on your eyes, and you feel those spots.
Or Dave Bowman going through the monolith at the end of 2001. I was trying to tell Rob we should put Thor in the castle. It was too much FX heavy for us for our budget. That was pretty funny.
Very well done. What,
he's saying he has another one. Do you have another one that he sent?
There's another one?
Yeah.
But you built up the suspense for their collaboration. You can't play another one after.
Well, they're both a collaboration, I think.
Oh.
I think. Right? I'm looking.
Oh, wait. I got an email today. I didn't download that one.
I thought you showed me another one, actually.
Did I?
Pretty sure.
Show or made you listen?
He showed me the link to go download it.
Yeah, here I got it. Okay. I found it. Well, I have to download it, so.
Okay.
While we're waiting, I'd like to remind you that the Metal Injection Livecast is brought to you by Human Centipede. Rated R.
You can find tickets for the Human Centipede on Bing. While this is downloading, I do want to mention, as I'm in my inbox on Metal Injection, that I got an email from someone in the Army who's stationed in Iraq who says that he listens to the show, him and his buddies. What's going on? What's going on? I think that was me. I think that might have been the song. Hold on.
Wait, finish your story.
Yeah, I just want to stop it. So this guy from Iraq, him and his buddies listened to the show.
I was like, they would use it to torture
to torture Iraqis.
Can you get him to say hi to your relatives?
He's from Iran, not Iraq.
You're such a jerk. Jeez. He goes by Gwarrior.
Oh, that's cool.
Hold on. I'd like to give a shout out to Specialist Jarrett and the 3rd Platoon Battlehounds here in Spiker.
Who?
So, yeah, all you people supporting our rights to make jackasses of ourselves on podcasts. USA! 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 No, seriously, it's crazy that people in Iraq, stationed in Iraq, are listening to us make jackasses of ourselves.
That is wild.
So, yeah, we're totally going to send some swag to Iraq.
Are you allowed to do that? You don't want to get
I have an address.
List.
Right, I'll send it from your address, Sid.
Yeah.
Darren, you don't want to do that because they might think that's actually people shooting at them while they're listening. So they would then have to turn it off, and that's the last thing that we want.
Incoming! Oh, there's UFOs now. I'll just play these.
How about that? No. They have lasers now.
That's what they'll have to contend with.
So, yeah, again, Specialist Jared and the 3rd Platoon Battlehounds. I seriously can't believe you guys listened to us. That's great. Amazing.
They would have liked my artillery museum.
Yeah, you should have totally stopped by now.
I'm not going to resell it.
Yeah,
no,
awesome.
To an artillery museum, guys.
And she climbed tanks and...
You referred to yourself as a second person now?
Oh, very fancy.
I'm just an extension of Sid's voice.
Oh,
continue.
It was like a 5-hour drive from where you were anyway.
Yeah, you should have said hello. Fuck. Could have crashed. Maybe they had some weed for you.
I'm not sure my Israeli passport would have gotten me into Iraq.
By the way, Keep It Wolfson just shot himself.
Keep It Wolfson.
He can't believe that we're supporting the war machine in Iraq. He's already pissed off.
What? When did we say we supported the war in Iraq? Okay.
We support the troops. USA! USA!
USA!
USA!
USA!
Thanks, isn't Rhino the War Machine, by the way?
No. Okay, so I got the song. It's I Don't Want to Go to Seattle. It's another collabo. And let's hear it.
Oh.
The Soundgarden, right?
Yes.
Bush and Doug Hogan!
Total prostitute.
Better than nothing.
I totally forgot saying that line. That's great.
Didn't you listen to the archive?
I did. I listened to it yesterday, actually.
That's how good the impression was. You thought it was actually Jesse Jackson.
Yeah, so we had a special guest.
Fucking piece of shit.
I'm sorry. Sorry, Sheik. I forgot.
Wow.
I said that.
That was great.
Good.
Wow.
Lots of Seattle references.
That's fantastic. Wow. Fantastic. Yep. Among your best work.
One thing I, while we're doing these, just wanted to bring up, earlier you were talking about Eminem, and on our old radio show, we did a parody of 8 Mile.
Mm-hmm. 8 Mile was the movie that Eminem created.
A great movie.
And it was called 8 Inch, and I actually have
You have it?
Oh, you do?
I do have it. And before we do this, I just want to set up that there were Russian characters on the on our previous show, which
we characters.
People, celebrities, but it wasn't Metal Misha and Sinister Sasha, it was Russ Shanovich
and Oleg
and his brother Oleg. So.
Can I just explain that that they were more like Russian club boys, right? They were kind of like obnoxious club guys.
Yeah.
And then when we started doing Metal Injection, we kind of evolved them into being metalheads.
Devolved.
Yes, whatever. But back then, they were like club dudes. So.
Right.
And also, the production's not very good because it was shitty equipment.
Yeah. This was...
And I was not in charge of that.
Yeah.
I just wanted to add.
It's from 2002.
Wow, really? That long ago? All right, well, here we go. 8 Inch.
If you have one chance, just one opportunity to do what you always dreamed of, you wouldn't let anything stand in your way.
Get ready for the gay porn event of this generation as X-rated male star S&M takes on the role of Rubbish, a white boy trying to make it in the world of black porn. Get ready for 8 Inch.
Yo, Mom! I know I can be a great gay porn star. You got to believe in me.
But why does it have to be gay porno? Why can't you do something respectable, like become a priest, or run for president, or host a hip-hop show on WBCR, or... You know what? Have a good time at the audition.
Watch as Rubbit goes against all the odds and enters a world filled with 14-inch wieners and sad attitudes.
Yo, you the director? I want to audition for...
Miss Thing, I know you ain't trying to bring that itty-bitty 8-inch dicky on the mock set.
But I want...
There may be a big happy meal on your little white chest, porno says, but that's around here, that's an appetizer, baby.
But you ain't even seen me from home, son!
You better take that teeny-weeny out of my face before I dangle you off the balcony like Michael Jackson's baby, biatch! Critics are raving about 8 Inch. Brian Butts of Gate Cheeks International says, hot sex and great story, all in one package. Frank Steele of HungStuds.com says, two thumbs up, and all the fingers, too. And Jack Niehoff of Film Boy says, I didn't see the movie. I was in the lobby blowing the popcorn boy.
All I need is one chance to blow, dog.
All right. Let me see what you got.
Damn, son. You're a natural. Hey, who's that fat hairy guy in the jumpsuit?
I am Russ Shanovich, and I am on a mission to appear on every sketch on this freaking show. And I am not that fat. Spagat!
This Christmas, take your whole family to see the movie with more gay sex than Justin Timberlake's dressing room.
and more white trash than Jerry Springer's Rolodex. 8-inch. Rated XXX. No gerbils were harmed in the making of this picture. Producers are not responsible for shootings of any kind in theater. Jeff is fat. Soundtrack available on Chin Blast Records. Lashanovich is a trademark of Old Dot Publishing. Lashanovich appears courtesy of Old Dot Incorporated. Size doesn't really matter.
Wow.
I can't believe how, like...
I can't believe how talented my acting skills were.
Yeah, you're very...
You sounded very believable.
Very Kim Basinger.
Yeah, your performance, I think, was better than Rob's in that one. Oh, more believable.
Are you a demon buff? Oh! I was cringing through that one.
Totally. I think I might have even been there for the recording of that.
Really?
It sounds all sounded extremely familiar to me.
I thought that was before I met you.
No, I think I you were around, yeah.
I should stop by every now and then.
Like towards the end, you actually sat in on our show a few times.
Yeah.
I have those CDs. Those are hilarious, the shows that we did.
You have the shows?
I have all the shows that we did on CD.
And I have like a bunch of tapes.
He has the tapes that we recorded on tape off the board. And then we started recording on CD off the stream.
The skit was definitely called 8 inches.
8 inch.
8 inch.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep.
And Noah was the mother.
Yeah.
And I was the character that Eminem played.
And I was the gay porn director.
It's twice tonight on the show you've played a gay character.
Yeah, man. This show is very gay today.
You have a good gay range. The two didn't sound anything alike.
Thank you. I actually take it as a compliment.
Yeah, thank you. It's not like he went to a stock gay voice that he always uses. He actually tried multiple.
One of them was his closet gay voice. So
well,
that's why.
Yeah. I had a gerbil in my ass. I was method acting.
Alex, someone in the chat room wrote this, and I'm going to steal their joke. Next week we're going to do 8-inch in 3D.
Ooh.
Noah likes that.
I think you would like it too, Darren.
Hey now. Hey now.
My gay voice likes it.
Wow, there's only 10 minutes left in the show. Time flies, Wendy. You're playing a bunch of stuff that other people send you.
Oh, you know what I wanted to say before it gets too dated is that we were watching the NBA Finals. I was online.
Boring.
I was online talking to Rob, and we're both watching it. And the game was over. They're giving the trophy, and Magic Johnson is there presenting the trophy.
He's the first one to touch the trophy.
Right. So we're like, how? First of all, how's he still alive? It's the eighth.
I'm like, fat.
Yeah, he's like, he's the fattest AIDS victim in history.
Yeah, he's so well fed.
And then he's like holding, he's like all manhandling the trophy. And like, so
did he cough on it?
No, I didn't see a cough, but his hands are all over it. And like, you see fingerprints and the HD on the
trophy.
So, and you know, me having OCD, I'm like, the first thing I'm thinking of is like, oh man, all those guys are going to like kiss the trophy later. And like, so then they start passing the trophy around. And, like, they're all kissing it and shit, and I'm like, all right, that guy has AIDS, that guy.
Right, obviously, it's not hurting Magic, so it's obviously a livable kind of
AIDS.
It's
good AIDS. It's the good kind of AIDS.
His weak AIDS.
It's not like they brought him in a hospital bed and he's lifted his hand for it.
It's Philadelphia 2, the NBA Finals version.
Wait, can AIDS be transferred through saliva?
There's, like, weak traces of it in saliva.
Mm. You should stop making out with Elton John.
But there's no known case. There's no known cases of saliva transmitting AIDS. But they say they theorize that it's not impossible.
I think she means the band Saliva.
They probably all have.
Yeah.
They all kissed the NBA trophy. So
But also Ron Artest was interviewed afterwards.
Oh, that was hilarious.
The best, the person they thanked the most was the psychiatrist.
Yeah. Well, it clearly didn't work.
What didn't work?
Wait, why the psychiatrist? Because he's still insane.
But now he's a winner.
No,
he's still
but
making music?
He said he's putting out a single very soon now.
Apparently there's a video for it already.
We must YouTube this.
Now, why didn't he thank Michael Jackson for propelling his
career? It's almost a year anniversary of Michael's death.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it was almost a year since we made that song.
Well, technically it probably is.
Is it Champions? Is that? Yep. All right, hold on.
I didn't actually hear the song, which is funny.
I don't see the video, but...
Well, then there's a song,
well,
at the very least.
That doesn't really...
Well, we're a radio show, so it's fine.
Yeah! Mm.
moment of silence for the champions, but ultimate going hard and lifestyle.
He's big on the moment.
Yeah,
of
every song. He's trying to feel like it's 3 minutes.
And every time he says moment of silence, there's no silence
yeah.
in the song.
Well, everyone but him should be silent.
I love Gay 7.
Or Gay 7.
I love the guy who tells people not to be gay because the Bible said so. Yeah. No homo. I love kissing the NBA trophy. I don't care if it got AIDS, homie.
Oh, it's buffering. But we get it.
Yeah.
He's a champion.
Speaking of AIDS, I went to a dungeon with Jenny.
Oh, that's
Friday.
Right.
Oh.
Yes,
get the
Alpha
Dark music ready. Go.
No, it's going to be a very short discussion.
Oh, that's not good for the dungeon.
Yeah, so we went, and there was a room where you can take an AIDS test.
Really? Is that mandatory, or like you're just allowed to take an AIDS test?
If you want to, you can take it.
Do you
want to
explain what the dungeon is, just because, you know?
I guess, okay, a dungeon is where people go, and there are all these different contraptions where they can perform bondage on other people.
Where can one find these dungeons?
This one was in a parking lot.
What?
What?
It was really weird. It was
outdoor?
Like
outdoor?
No, it wasn't outdoor, but like the entrance to the building was like in a parking lot.
So they had a parking lot where you could park and go fuck.
No, because it was one of those like Manhattan parking lots.
I would consider it. You know, it was like a parking building thing? Like a complex?
Like a lot, like a literal lot.
No. Like okay, you know how in the city we have there's like those private parking lots?
Yeah,
where
like
you
a
pay?
Building. Yeah, you drive your car in.
But it's not in the building. There was a building attached
to it.
Yeah,
so through it. All right.
And you have to walk in the parking lot to get to the door, and then you went through like these plastic things like they have at the car wash. And then you go down like a door.
Is there a password? Is there a safe word?
No, not to get in. The safe word is when you want to get out.
Yeah.
Okay, go on. Yeah.
So the first mistake was that I invited two people from my job to go.
Oh, geez.
We were drinking before.
Uh-huh.
So my friend from work was really, really drunk, and she started talking to a guy that was there. And it was kind of empty because, like, there was no events or anything.
Right. And a regular old night at the dungeon.
And they don't serve alcohol there or anything.
They weren't playing darts that night.
Yeah. So there was this old guy that she started talking to, and then all of a sudden I hear her saying, "You're going to take your pants off here and I'm going to smack you." And he like just looks at her and just nods, and he has a book bag, and he takes the book bag off and he takes out like this really huge paddle.
A book bag? Should I have a Slipknot?
Obviously, his book bag was filled with all these different toys.
I'm thinking of like Angus Young.
And it was just gross. So then I told her to take him into the room because there was, like, a bench where he could have, like, bent over.
There's private
bent
rooms.
Himself
yeah.
Over. Yeah. No, it wasn't a private room. Like, there were other people there, and there were, like, beds and stuff and walls with
were people boning
pain.
In front of you? Did you see people boning?
I didn't see anyone boning, but they were
cocks, balls, vaginas.
But they were abusing each other. There was there was a part that was sectioned off that we weren't supposed to go into.
Sectioned off?
I see.
Go on.
And it was only for trannies, gays, and lesbians.
Well, you're moaning,
that
but
LGBT area?
It's good that they roped that off,
area.
At least, right? I mean,
but, like, wait.
They rope it off.
They
like
didn't
it's a contaminated
because
part.
We weren't trannies.
I think that's a little offensive to gays and lesbians. Like, that just assumes that they're into looking at trannies.
No. It was like a. I don't know what was going on there, but it was like a special private party.
Okay.
But there were these. There was one girl, and she was definitely a dyke, and this other guy, and they were both beating up this dude who may have been a dyke
now,
too. I don't know.
Now, what do you say beating up? Like literally.
Listen. Like so they put on a dunce cap and they put him on the stage, and they were just beating the shit out of him and just like.
Like what were they doing?
It sounds so hot.
They were either grabbing his crotch or just, like, punching him, like, in the shoulders and the arm and the ass. She was kicking his ass. It was really hot. and then they put
punishing
him.
Yeah,
they were punishing him, and they were beating him for maybe like 20 minutes, and then they made him lay on the floor, and they started piercing him.
Oh.
Because there was the suspension thing. I guess they were going to suspend him. Yeah.
Was he into it? But like
he wasn't reacting to it, like, you know, because like they were telling him to be quiet.
I like that Noah says this is an area they weren't supposed to be in. Meanwhile, she was there for like 45 minutes just hanging out watching.
What do you mean I wasn't supposed to be?
No, that's the lesbian gay area.
Yeah. Oh, no. They brought him to the other area where there was the stage.
This is a going. Thanks, Blog Talk, bitch. I told her.
No, but the gross part was that that old dude took his pants off, and I saw like this old man's ass.
Oh, really?
It's gross.
What it looked like.
It was actually in pretty good shape. What? My friend did hit him, and we're not allowed to speak about that ever again.
That's dark music is getting really into this.
Yeah.
Shut up!
Was there a room where you could kiss the NBA trophy? That's
probably in the ace test room.
Or the Magic Johnson blowjob room.
I should put it like a big condom over the NBA trophy.
Make out with it. I love this game, but I'm not in love with this game. That's what I feel about the NBA.
I don't love this game. It's the one night thing.
I want to take Rob to the dungeon.
Really? Why?
What?
I don't know. I feel he would get a lot of attention because he's really tall.
But I would want
to
be
the
dominator, not
really?
The dominated.
She wants you to
You can definitely pick up someone there to dominate.
Oh, yeah?
Name.
That old guy will totally.
Bring your book
back. Oh, my God. Totally forgot. There was this guy that came up to me. He had these, like, really, really thick glasses, so his eyes looked really big, and he asked me if I can wipe my shoes off on his face.
Did you do it?
I almost vomited on him. I was like,
oh, he might have liked that.
She said, no, I won't, but I will vomit on you.
No.
You know what Rob would be into in the dungeon?
What?
I bet if you brought his MacBook and you paddled him with his own MacBook.
No, for shame.
I think he was submissive to his MacBook.
Yeah.
No, but that's what that stuff's all about. You like take things you like, and like it's like perverting it. Like you get beat down with your MacBook. Yeah.
Or you leave it on so it gets really hot, and then you could put it on your chest and get burn marks.
Like wax, candle wax. Maybe we crush your dick with a compact presario. You know what we should do? We take
his
computer overheat, and then put it down his pants.
No, just like close and open it on my dick.
Yeah. Put your balls on CD-ROM drive.
I've had sex with my computer.
In there.
It's a very thin CD-ROM drive. I have pretty gigantic balls.
We could put them in the meat slicer that Darren's Deli uses. There.
Let's get Justin back online. Make sure he's still alive. His dog's okay. As we sign out. Justin, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Still listening.
What did you think of the show? Was it worth the 2 hours of talk time that you wasted?
It was worth that and some more. But there is one question I have for Noah, since I wasn't able to ask her like for the past two shows.
Uh-oh.
Noah, are you mad that Nightwish CD is gone now, that I've taken that Nightwish CD?
Wait,
what? Why are we asking her? I can't say that I'm the hugest fan of Nightwish, so not really. Enjoy it.
Oh, shit.
I will. Especially, like, you've been seeming to try to get rid of that Nightwish CD for the past, like, I don't know how many shows. So it's like,
don't you worry, we have plenty more Nightwish CDs.
Yeah.
I bet.
We have five.
Maybe we could just send him the entire box, and he can give it to his friend.
The Nightwish discography.
He could deal with giving it away.
Deal with it. All right.
Okay.
All right, thanks for listening, Justin.
Oh, it's no problem. Now we'll
have
tune in next week as well.
Lovely.
Great.
All right. Well, that's the show. We're out of here.
I can't believe it's over.
I know.
Since I missed 2 weeks, can we just do another 2 hours?
Yes,
would
next
we need
week.
To do another 4 hours?
Well, I didn't want to push my luck.
Don't push it, Noah.
Yeah, really.
Push it, and push it good.
Dun, 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 dun.
Fuck! Fuck!
Anyway, all right. Let's get out of here. And, all right, so that's going to be our show. And we'll see you next week, everybody.
Thanks for everyone that called in. Thanks for all the submissions.
Yeah, thanks for Cancer Scare.
Thanks for Noah, lovely Noah and lovely Marina for breaking up the sausage mess that we had
last
2 weeks.
Yeah.
Thanks, everybody.
And thank you to that guy who's, like, not into gay dudes.
No, don't thank him.
All right, fuck that guy.
Bye, everybody.
Literally. in the chat room.
Is it Magruder Grind?
I was going to say Chevelle.
Yeah, it's probably Smash Mouth. He loves that band.
So he was there, and every, you know, like, he was very shady.
Right.
Before?
Right.
Yeah.
How old are you guys? All right, voice.
361.
361, what's your name? Where are you from? Oh, what's up, Justin?
Don't pop as much.
She said my name. Did you hear that? Did you hear how she said my name?
Of course she said your name. She was calling the roll.
But it's more than that. I feel like Miss Osmore really likes me.
Don't be ridiculous.